I've got nothing against the Heath bar.
No, it's a delicious candy.
It is a delicious candy. It's a sugary, tasty treat.
I'll just change the way I tell my life so it's better.
Let's see how extreme we can get.
Babu.
Let's see how far we can go.
Beth and Bob, uncensored.
You know, like you hit about 12 or 13 and you start wanting to start to show off that you have a figure.
I know that happened to me at 13.
Of course it did.
Yeah,
did.
That's actually the opposite of crazy.
Where's your mother? Fall down dead. Dirty mouth, pretty little head. I wish you were here. I wish you'd make my bed. Dirty mouth, pretty little head.
Hello, fellow dirty minds. Welcome back, Frank, to episode 23, The Jordan, of Babu Radio, Beth and Bob Uncensored on Cosmic Broad. God damn it, I still can't get it out. It's after the word cosmic, something happens, and I can't say cosmicbroadcasting.com. I am your co-host, Cabby Bob, and I want to be anarchy. And it is my pleasure to introduce to you once again the Sid Vicious to my Johnny Rotten, Elizabeth Clements Mosley. Beth, how are you doing this week?
At least I'm not the Sid Vicious to your Nancy Sponge.
I thought about that at first, and then I was like, yeah, that's not so positive.
No, it's sad and weird.
Yeah.
So different than that.
Yeah. More of a collaborative thing.
Yes. Yes.
Less of beating each other up with beer bottles and things.
Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm.
Like you do sometimes. Yeah, okay, so here we are then.
So what's new?
Well, obviously, I went to the beauty parlor, expressing some kind of midlife crisis issue, and so here I am.
Looks good?
I guess so, sure. Yeah, I mean, yes. The guy did a good job. His name is Ethan. So for those of you who don't know what I looked like before, this means nothing, but I have very curly hair, and now I have very straight hair.
It's still wavy, though.
Yeah, it does have. You're not going to get. I mean,
no, mine's the same way. It's not going to get straight.
No, so it's nice and smooth now, and I've been tossing it around because I'm like, oh, is this the way it feels for people with straight hair all the time? It just like brushes along their shoulders, and ooh, that's nice.
Standing in front of a fan, looking at a mirror, like
with some kind of music playing.
Yeah,
and so that happened. And, I don't know, I'm thinking about taking a figure drawing course.
Sure, naked people.
Yeah, why not? You know how
even if
that.
You don't learn anything, you get to look at
naked
people.
You know, I mean, it used to give me more pleasure when my naked was nice, but now I just feel upset.
I'm not too happy with my naked, but I like other people's naked just fine.
Yeah.
Look at naked people.
Yeah, sure, naked is nice.
Sure.
Naked is nice. I think I'm going to, a friend of mine teaches a life drawing class of some kind, and he said that he would be gentle with me and help me to learn, and so I said that I would do that.
Sounds good.
Yeah, and I'm going to go see Dracula tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's Pay What You Can there at the FAC, and Dylan's show opens this weekend, the Rattlesnakes over at Springs Ensemble Theater. Hi, Steve. Steve is the director.
Yay, Steve.
Our own Steve.
Our very own Steve.
Friend of the show.
Yeah.
Friend of the show, Steve.
Should get him in here to talk about that show.
Yeah. Oh, you know, that should have been today. If I were a thinking person, that would have happened.
Well, it runs for, what?
3 weeks.
3 weeks?
And our listeners are in Ghana anyway.
That's right.
So might as well have him come in and talk about it next week.
Absolutely.
You're not coming, Frank. You don't even live here.
Yeah. So. Frank.
Yeah.
Found a lens cleaning wipe on the table. I think I'll clean my lenses.
You should. I enjoy lens cleaning wipes. I like wipes of all sorts. Big fan of
wet
wipes.
Wet naps, towelettes.
You bet.
All the different varieties.
Yes.
Is there such a thing as a dry towelette?
I think those are called napkins.
See, that's the it's kind of like nog. I've never seen any other word except moist in front of the word towelette.
Yeah, it's true. Otherwise, they don't call them towelettes.
Right.
And there does seem to be a fabric element to the towelette, like there seem to be cotton fibers or something in there, which is perhaps why it's called a towelette.
Perhaps.
Perhaps not. I don't know. I'm not a scientist.
Nor am I.
So we don't really know.
As we have established.
Yes, and also not French, so I don't know why it's called a fucking toilet.
Yeah, so it could be, I think it might be another one of those things where we can get rid of half of the phrase because...
Because that's what it is.
We don't need the identifier.
No, it's just a moist.
Oh, wow, you did get your hair done. It's bright
yes,
in here.
Yes, I did. Ooh. It's pretty. I didn't look at it in the mirror, though, because I was happy with it when I left the salon, and so I didn't really want to fuck that up by
right.
looking in the goddamned mirror, the motherfucking goddamned mirror.
Well, I think you could use it as a kind of a barometer, like... everything I like, I don't like in that mirror. So if you look at it and you don't like it, you're like, "Yep, it's good."
Yes. Voila.
Did it. Because yes. If you looked at it in that mirror and you were like, "Oh, that looks fantastic,"
shit.
Then it's a fucking liar and you're dead.
Oh,
it's
no.
over. It's all over. You fall into the other dimension.
Everything. I don't want to fall in the other dimension. It's probably worse there.
I don't know. I think it's probably a toss-up.
Really?
Yeah. I think it's equally likely to be better.
Huh. Well, yeah, you're right. I mean, who knows? Again, not a scientist.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really know what the parallel universe looks like. Do they have hot tamales there? I wonder. These are tasty today.
They have cold tamales.
Oh.
They're mint.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ugh. But it's okay, because you can get Andy's cinnamon. So, you know.
And a little vanilla patty with a little red
right.
stripe in between.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It sounds kind of good, actually.
Mm-hmm. I like Andy's mints.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
When I bite into an Andy's mint,
I feel that I've just...
I swallow it.
Yeah. When I bite into an Andy's mint, usually it's because someone is paying the check for dinner now.
Sure. Sure.
I've actually purchased them by the box, though.
Oh, yeah. That's one of those ones... Do you ever get through the whole box, though?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So that's one of the ones that I'll see a big box, and I'm like, that sounds good. I'll get that. And then I get about four or five into it, and I'm like, that's enough.
Well, are you talking about at a sitting?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm talking about at a sitting.
Oh. Well, no, I don't eat the whole box at a sitting.
Well, why not? Isn't that how it's supposed to work?
No.
Don't they package it in things that you're supposed to finish?
Serving size.
Yeah, isn't everything a serving size?
Serving size.
That's the way I generally approach snacks. Like if I get the little bag of Doritos, then I'll finish that. But if I get the big one, then I'll finish that. Yeah.
Yeah. No, yeah. I didn't do well. I lived in a foster home when I was a kid, and I had been an only child. Who lived with old people, as we've established. And so just the idea that you couldn't put your candy back and then have it later
mm-hmm.
because some sort of horrible, voracious monster that smelled of slightly dirty scalp had taken it, You know the way little kids always have that kind of dirty smell on their scalp?
Sure.
Yeah, I don't like it. So these little scalp smelling... They're actually all adults now and parents, but at the time, unpleasant.
They smelled like scalp.
No, I liked them, but they... Whether you like children or not, that doesn't change the way they smell. So they
they'll eat your stuff.
They will eat your fucking stuff, and so I didn't understand that. I mean, like, I had no idea about, like, wolfing something down because you wanted to finish it before someone else took it, mm-hmm. or... not being able to watch what you wanted to watch on TV because someone else wanted to watch The Neverending Story for the 555th time. And
no, it's still the first time.
Is it?
It's never ending.
Oh, I see.
It's still going on right now.
Oh, God damn it. Well, I want no part of that.
It's all right.
Want no part of it.
It's all right. It doesn't need you. It's just going.
Well, fuck it.
Yeah.
Fuck that thing.
Yeah, fuck that thing. I don't, that's one of those movies that I'm not sure that I've ever seen the whole thing.
I don't know, even though I've seen it many times.
Right. But it's one of those ones that I don't have a clear memory of.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. You have those things in your life and you just kind of go through life assuming that you've seen them.
Yeah.
Because they're so prevalent in conversation and
sure.
so forth. And then maybe you watch it one time and you realize, I've actually never seen this movie before.
Was there something about like a flying dog in there?
Yeah.
Big dog?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I like that.
Big dragon dog guy.
Hmm. That's right.
Yeah.
Who's friendly like a dog.
Right. And I don't remember what his name was because I don't think I've ever seen it. But if someone were if someone were to say the name of the big dog, I would go, yeah.
Len, do you know the name of the dragon dog?
No.
Okay, well, here we are then.
Yeah.
Some, I wish something like
somebody
the
is yelling
existed.
at their car stereo or iPod or computer right now what the name of the dog is.
Really, Frank, Steve, do one of you know? Terry?
I'm sure a lot of people are yelling at us right now.
Yeah, piles of people, but they're yelling in whatever the language is that they speak in Ghana.
Huge masses.
Yes, what do they speak in Ghana? Doesn't that sound fucking first world and Ghanamanian? I don't know.
It doesn't sound as bad as what I'm about to say. I assume Swahili.
I don't know that that's true.
I don't either. That's immediately where my brain went because that's probably the only African language that I know the name of. So I just automatically assume that. Selection bias. I heard listening to a really interesting podcast on selection bias yesterday, and it's fascinating to me.
Well,
that we all think well, it's just, they were just talking about that we all think like the ideas that we have about the world, mm-hmm. things that we haven't experienced directly, are shaped by this tiny little slice of experience, or not experience, but this tiny little bit of information that we've gleaned from various sources, usually movies and television shows. Like we have a mental picture of Russia when we think of Russia because of
movies
and TVs, and yeah, it's gray and it's cold, yeah. And it's a lot more prevalent in with the filter bubble online as the internet, you know, curates itself to your tastes. You see more and more things that confirm your biases about certain things. Oh yeah.
So it doesn't show you more things than you would have known?
No, it's the algorithms of specifically Facebook and things like that put things that you engage with, it puts more of those things into your face.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. And Beth is choking on a hot tamale.
I am choking on a hot tamale. Wow, I don't know how that happened.
Have some water?
Yeah, I have water. I'm drinking water.
Drink some water.
I still don't like it.
It's okay. You don't have to like it. You just have to drink it.
I have been.
Yeah, I know. That's good.
I feel like it's making a difference.
Mm-hmm.
I still have to kind of hold my nose and gag it down.
That's weird to me.
Weird to me.
Well, yeah. I'm weird to me, too. I look at myself from the outside and go, what?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Pretty much all the time.
So, yeah, I'm not fond of water now. We've discussed it.
Yep. I know.
Yeah, so apparently through selection bias, I believe that the entire world is filled with sad dogs and people who are mean to them.
Yes. Exactly. That's exactly right. So, yeah. And why did I start talking about that?
Because you heard a podcast about it?
No, but there was something...
That is why, Bob.
No, I know, but there was something that triggered me to remember that... Never mind. Nothing fucking matters anyway.
Really
we're all going to die.
Of Ebola, probably.
No, we're not going to die of Ebola.
Is that also selection bias?
Yes. Because it is.
It seems like an epidemic.
It's not an epidemic.
Because that guy had it.
Barely more. Yes, one guy had it. There's an interesting thing called R0, which is the number of people that an infected person is likely to infect of any given thing.
Right.
Ebola is way, way down on the scale. It's barely more infectious than I'm trying to remember what the one on the bottom of the scale I saw was. Something just dumb. Basically, if it can't live anywhere outside of your body, so it's really hard to spread. It's a person who is infected with it will, on average, the most people it will that person can infect is about two. It just doesn't spread very fast or very well.
So as long as they don't blow any Liberians who seem to have a fever, I'll be okay.
Sure. Which is just, I mean, just blowing people that seem to have a fever is probably a good practice to avoid in general.
Yeah. I mean, although sometimes, you know, you love your spouse, they don't feel good.
Yeah, but you also know where they've been.
You hope.
Yeah.
One
you
hopes.
You assume.
Mm-hmm. One does, one assumes.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's not...
So you're saying we're not going to get Ebola?
No, we're not. We're not going to get Ebola.
He looks really serious. He's saying, like, in a really serious face.
Yes,
right,
I want you to understand. We are not going to get Ebola.
Well, all right, because I've been worried about it.
Well, now you don't have to.
So I got to get your guys' opinions on the, I guess, two doctors or nurses that were brought back here with Ebola, treated, and now they're fine. But the very first patient who came back with Ebola is now dead.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Well.
Didn't get treatment in time?
Didn't get treated at all.
Yeah.
He didn't get treated at all? I thought he was in a hospital.
He was in a hospital.
Too late.
But now's about it.
They didn't give him any medicine?
At least not from what I'm hearing. I seriously doubt if it's going to be a complete, oh, forget him, we're going to ignore you.
Mm-hmm.
But it is a little creepy, the fact that you had two other people come back to this country with Ebola, get treated, and now they're fine and or on the verge of being okay. But the guy that got here way before everybody else who had it is now dead. And nothing has been said in regards to he's far too long, he's going to die anyway, or nothing like that. So,
yeah.
And it doesn't help that the two doctors were white and the first patient was black. It doesn't help.
Right.
That's where a lot of the outrage comes in. Just
okay, yeah,
your
I was going to ask about that. You know, I guess I don't have enough information to make a selection bias in this case, and so I don't really know. I mean, my selection bias immediately says, oh, well, you know, the white people
right.
got treatment and the black dude didn't. The American citizens got treatment, and the guy that, is he a dual citizen, I thought, or something? He spent time in Liberia. So I don't know if that, I didn't know if he was over there visiting or if he lived over there or what, because I guess I just don't know.
Yeah.
And it, I guess enough people die of Ebola that it might just be that he's the one that died and they're the ones that didn't die. You know, I mean, who can say? You know, you can't really tell. I mean, even when a cop shoots a black dude, he always is like, well, he was going right for his weapon, so...
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know. Who can say? I don't know. I assume that if I got Ebola, I would die. I assume if you got Ebola, I would die. So, I just assume that.
It is a safe assumption that you are going to die.
Yes, I know that. I mean, I do know that.
It's the only safe assumption, actually.
Yeah, pretty much. You can count on that.
No, it's, Like I said, in order to avoid selection bias, since I do not have any information on that topic, I cannot comment.
Bob can't comment, Frank.
I tend to go for the less sinister explanation of things.
You do. I notice
that. Yeah.
I do the exact opposite.
I know. I tend to assume the best and... But I'm not surprised if I hear the worst.
Yeah, sure.
I tend to not immediately go, ah!
Hmm.
So.
I just tried to.
I assume that he was far too far along for any treatment to do any good for him. Or, you know, that's what I assume and hope happened. But
right.
Like I say, I have no information at all of I didn't. That's the, actually the first time I've ever heard of this.
Oh.
Because.
No, I knew it.
Once I got the piece of information about Ebola not being easily transmittable, I was just like, okay, then I'm not going to worry about it because I have other things to worry about.
It's airborne. As soon as it's air, it's...
No.
It's not one of those.
No. Mm-mm. It cannot live for more than a couple of hours outside
right.
the body.
Okay.
I did see a funny tweet about it, though, that Patton Oswalt retweeted.
What did it say?
And it said... I wonder if all the conservatives that are worried about Ebola becoming airborne realize that they now believe in evolution.
Oh, that's tasty.
That's
Oh yeah, that's solid.
That is solid. That is solid.
Yeah.
Gosh, let's all just enjoy that.
Yeah, I wish I could remember who sent it out originally, but I saw it because Patton Oswalt retweeted it.
Mostly if there's contagion, I try to eat food that tastes hot.
Well, that scans, that's consistent, because you almost always eat food that tastes hot, and there's almost always contagion. So
okay, then we're good.
We are good.
Now I'm like, oh, this like the hot tamales are cinnamony.
Mm-hmm.
So
they're helping.
Yeah, they're helping. Like then they're just gonna
absolutely.
They're gonna be all burny on the contagion,
right?
And then it'll go away.
That's right.
Where a Mike and Ike. No.
No.
No, lemony isn't any good.
No.
No.
Can't have that.
No, no, so I'll just...
Catch more viruses with lemons than you do with cinnamon, as the old saying goes.
There you go.
Yes. Okay, so, well, and as you, I mean, you can actually catch quite a few flies with vinegar. People don't really know that.
Yes, I know. We've discussed that. In some facets, in some ways, you are a scientist.
No, I'm not a scientist. I'm just a badly informed nerd. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of a piece of shit, just in general. Mostly I don't know things. But some things I know, and then I say them like that.
Right.
If it comes up, then I say that.
Yes.
So, Bernie candy, good for you mm-hmm. in a virus situation.
Exactly. Vinegar, good for catching flies.
It is. Mm-hmm. It is. Apple cider vinegar.
Specifically, that one's better. Is that one just more efficacious? I learned that word.
Efficacious it is. I don't... I have noticed that there seems to be a large appeal with the apple mm-hmm. cider vinegar to the flies. Because I like to... I have to set fly traps all summer long, and then they have to be live fly traps, though. Like, I'll get a Tupperware container, and then I'll
right.
put cat food at the bottom of the Tupperware container, and then I'll let it get kind of rank, and then when it fills up, I'll put the lid over really fast, and then I take them outside and tell them all to go away.
Right.
Leave.
Whereas, maybe you should just put the trap outside in the first place.
No, then the flies are in the house, and they won't know.
Right, but they're probably coming in the house to get the cat food.
No, I think they're... No, I don't think so. I don't think so.
Yeah.
I could put a sign.
That's another one, though. Are there other kinds of fly traps besides Venus fly traps?
There's cat food fly traps.
I mean, in the plant world.
Oh. Maybe.
Because I think we might be able to drop the word Venus.
But Venus is a nice word. Why are we talking about this? I mean, is anyone still listening, Frank? Are you awake? Did you go make a... Are you heating pizza rolls right now, Frank?
Ooh, that sounds good.
I like pizza rolls.
Sure.
Are you doing that, Frank?
Totino's or Tony's?
I like a Totino's pizza roll.
Mm-hmm.
I don't eat them anymore, obviously, because they got the dairy in them. But
right.
Man, I used to love a Totino's pizza.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like a slightly more complicated Dorito. It's not really a pizza.
That's true.
Isn't it?
That is not inaccurate.
No. Nope.
Yeah, I'm just interested in dropping whatever words that we can, because I still believe you only get so many syllables and then you die.
Oh.
So wherever you can...
Shit.
Wherever you can cut them down, you're adding to your life.
Is that really true?
I think so. But as I said, I'm not a scientist.
It's okay. Well, I don't really know either. I'm probably going to die then because I say a lot of syllables.
No, well, you are going to die, but
not if I keep eating this Bernie candy. I'm not. Don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, you'll be fine.
Yeah, I'll be fine.
Mm. Yeah, I did notice you opened a Fresca and not a water, though. But so anyway,
judge me. Do not judge me. I've had 3 16-ounce containers of water today.
Good job.
Yeah.
But the number of syllables that you are allotted is vast.
Mm-hmm.
It is vast. And the time that you're saving is very small. But every little bit helps.
What about orgasms?
I don't know if those really count as syllables.
No, they don't. But I thought maybe your life was measured in those. And you only got so many of those.
Mm. Do porn stars generally die young?
Do porn stars often have orgasms?
That was the next question that just popped into my head. Mm-hmm. I don't know. If not, what's the point?
Money?
Yeah, I guess.
Lots of it.
Yeah.
I guess.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, if it's orgasms, then I'm probably going to live forever, so...
No, I don't think. I think I probably would have died at like 22 if it was orgasms. So.
Oh, okay, so it's probably syllables then.
Yeah, yeah.
What about dirty talkers? Then they might die even faster.
If it's a combination of syllables and orgasms,
yes.
Then that's a possibility I hadn't considered.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Are you a dirty talker?
No.
Me either. Are you a dirty talker, Lynn?
No.
Nobody's dirty. Well, no. No, sir. And I've had people, you know, I've been in that situation and I didn't like it much.
Yeah, it's kind of, yeah.
It's weird.
It's a little weird.
Now, I guess if it really, like, gets you off, then it wouldn't be
sure.
weird. But,
yeah.
You know, in the middle of things when someone tells me to tell them something, I'm just always like, what is the, God, stop bothering me right now.
I'm trying to concentrate. No, about as dirty as it ever gets is, are you okay?
Yes. Ow. Ow. Get off my hair. Fuck.
Oh, sorry.
Yes.
That's
yes.
about it.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. And if I had a dollar for every time I've had to say that. Oops. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Sorry.
Whoopsie. Yeah. I did not mean to do that.
Yep. No, that's about it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm glad we got that all covered.
Yeah. I imagine. Yeah, I mean, I can remember that I kind of tried that out for a while. It didn't really fit too well.
Yeah.
When I was probably like 19 or 20.
Like what? Did you
try
say
it out.
Weird things?
Yeah.
What did you say?
I don't remember. I just remember that me and my girlfriend at the time kind of were just trying all kinds of different things, like saying strange things and just doing different things.
I think
we were just trying stuff. Yeah, we were trying stuff, and it didn't really fit, so I didn't keep doing it.
No, I guess that's true. I mean, there were moments where I was like, am I kinky? Do I have to see if I'm kinky? And then I was always like, wow, that is a lot of fucking work.
Yeah, no, you definitely...
I'm not kinky.
I mean, I think everybody has to do that. You have to figure out what you like.
I guess, and there mostly I figured out what I don't like.
Now, see, here's the weird thing. I don't mind if the other person is a talker.
As long as they don't ask you to talk.
Right.
Back.
I don't. Yeah. I can't. I enjoy being spoken to.
Do you?
Sure.
So if somebody else
being
says
told,
stuff like.
Being told what to do, where to go.
Really?
Things of this nature.
So you don't mind if the other person's a talker?
No.
Hmm.
But yeah, if I'm expected to reciprocate, then I'm not so good at that.
No, and I've been sort of put in the position where, okay.
So far.
Okay.
No, I don't know. Maybe there's a person who I will never meet where it'll be like, oh, yeah, this is our thing. And then maybe that happens.
Right, okay. Then maybe it does happen.
Yeah. But it hasn't yet.
No. No. I mean, it's funny because I don't mind making other random conversation during sex. I mean, not like, did you get the mail?
That's what I just been saying. Did you take the trash out?
No, but, you know, like if something comes up.
Yeah. Good one. I don't get it.
No.
Nice.
But mostly there's not any of that, like, do you like my, I don't know what. a lot.
No, you know what? You just don't want to say it, and that's fine.
I really don't. I don't want to say it.
That's fine.
You know, it's
there. We all know what you're talking about.
Absolutely. If you don't know where it is, then we shouldn't be doing this anyway.
That's right.
And that... Oh, hey, that is not it. Whoa!
Hey there.
Don't... Not the old dirt road.
I did not sign on for this.
I'm not volunteering for that.
Mm-hmm.
I had a friend that used to call that jumbo up the jelly jar.
Wow.
Yes.
In my almost 42 years on this earth, that's the first time I've ever heard those words in that order.
Jumbo up the jelly jar.
Okay.
Yep.
Let me just process that for a minute.
I do not want jumbo in my jelly jar. Thank you.
No. Seems uncomfortable.
Don't go up the old dirt road. It's haunted.
Mm-hmm. Brought it back to October. That was nice.
Yeah. Halloween.
Tis the season.
Yes.
For haunted jelly jars.
Haunted jelly jars.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now we all know that about us.
Yeah.
We are not dirty talkers.
Nope.
And I wish for you to avoid my stinker.
Done and done.
Thank you, Bob.
Sure.
I appreciate that. That's big of you. Len, we on board for that?
Yeah, we're on board for that.
Okay, great. Thank you. I appreciate that. I just like to know we're all on the same page.
Excellent. Just a side note, Len, I did see that Dan O'Dowd quit as the Rockies GM.
Not going to make any difference. The replacement is still within the system.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not a Rockies fan anymore anyway since they dropped the Sky Sox. So.
Never been.
Yep. Anyway, back to non-sportsing. I just wanted to slip a little sportsing in there.
Slipping it
into the old jelly jar.
We just talked about that. You're not supposed to surprise me by slipping shit in there. I don't like it. I dislike that.
Oh, well.
Dislike.
How I feel. Okay, so now what do we want to talk about? What do we want to talk about now?
Jam jars?
Jam jars. Marmalade.
Marmalade. Yeah. Let's see. What did I do this week? Hockey season started. That was joyous. I went to two hockey games last week.
I know. I saw the pictures on your Facebook page. That was kind of...
Made me very happy.
I saw that. I saw that that was true. I just noticed that my hot tamales box says available for smartphones and tablets.
There's a hot tamales app?
Yes.
Okay, we've gone off the rails officially.
Hot tamale, get fired up. The hot new free mobile game app available for smart... I just looked down, I'm like, hot tamales available for smartphones and tablets.
I bet it's a Candy Crush clone.
Oh, I don't know anything about Candy Crush except I wish that people I don't know very well would stop asking me to play.
Yeah, you can block that.
Yeah, I do. I turn off the apps there. Much in the same way that other people turn off the... I do not wish to see any more Sad Dogs app from me.
Now, there's... we've really gone off the rails with the... Like, I was at Denny's, and there's a QR code on the ketchup bottle, so you can download a Heinz ketchup game.
That's stupid. It's just like, fucking ketchup. Yeah. It's a condiment.
Yeah, it's ketchup. It's ketchup.
You just want some on your food, maybe.
Yeah, it's tomatoes, vinegar, and sugar. Get over it. It's
too
not
much
a,
sugar, in my opinion. I'm not a big ketchup fan, although there are times where it's nice, but not usually.
Sure.
So, long story short, condiments don't need Facebook pages.
No,
I don't
or
think they
apps.
Do. I mean, that's like a Facebook page for, I don't know, chairs or soap. I mean, like, everybody uses those. You don't need to advertise them.
Yeah, we get it.
Yeah, chairs.
Yeah.
Sit on them.
It's the sit thing. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't need to fucking know.
We all know what chairs are. It's probably one of the very first things we learned.
Yeah.
It's certainly one of the first places we are.
Mm-hmm.
When we can't make our little legs work,
mm-hmm.
they stick you in a chair.
They do. Slap a fucking tray down in front of you.
Before you know there's a word for it, you know what a chair is.
Yep. And then you usually mark up the tray with some kind of coloring tool.
Yes, or beans.
Both.
Coloring beans.
Mm. I believe mine was some sort of Halloween graphic I was trying to create because it was orange.
Mm.
I remember my orange-stained high chair tray well.
Strained carrots, perhaps?
Mm-mm. No, it was definitely like things I was trying to draw.
But were you trying to draw them with carrots?
No, I was given something to draw in the tray.
An actual implement.
Uh-huh.
Not food-related.
No. And at that point, I was really only 2 years away from my first news article.
Mm-hmm. With the newsprint.
Mm-hmm. 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 So, obviously, I was just trying to, you know, get caught up, see what was happening.
Right. Figure out how these things on the end of my arms work.
So I can write news.
Yes. I have information I need to get out, so I need to figure out how to use these appendages.
What? Nixon's president? How do these work? Kind of like that.
Mm-hmm. I like that image. A toddler slamming down the phone on his desk. He did what?
How do these work?
Stop the presses and teach me how to work my hands.
Yes. That's right.
That's good. I like it. So, yeah, there's that. Hockey's good. Hockey happened. It will happen again in a couple of days.
Yeah, it seems
actually officially tonight.
Yes, the NHL season begins tonight. And then Friday, the college season begins. And being a season ticket holder to the college sporting squadron, I am greatly looking forward to that beginning.
Sporting squadron.
College of Colorado or Denver?
Yes, Colorado College.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. We are now second-year season ticket holders.
Right on.
For the Colorado College Tigers.
I just looked down at my bracelet as if it were a watch while swiveling slightly on my chair, just slightly, and I made myself carsick.
Okay. Don't do that again.
It really was such a minute... Oh, see, it happened again just now.
No, you don't have to demonstrate it. Stop doing that!
It only... Wow. It only makes it... Oh, jeez. I don't know what's happening right now. Ebola?
Yeah.
That's what's happening.
You've probably got Ebola.
Oh, God, the first sign is sickness in a swiveling chair.
Yes.
The swiveling
it
chair
is.
Sickness.
That's true.
Christ.
You can look it up on WebMD. No.
No, do not do that.
Do not do that. I learned that lesson.
Did you?
Yeah, that's how I ruined my whole life. Oh, I have MS.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I'd better do some meth.
Yeah.
So yeah. WebMD is responsible for your prison time.
Indirectly and in some capacity, yes. That was a contributing factor.
That is fucked up.
Have not been on that website since.
Really? In all these years, you just never went back?
No.
Oh, no, sir.
I don't want to know what's wrong with me.
No.
I prefer blissful ignorance. Eventually, it goes away.
Yeah, I learned that. I mean, there was a long time in my life where any kind of minute issue at all with my body, I would just obsess and panic. And now I've kind of learned to just, like, wait a little while, and if I don't die of it, it's probably not what I thought it was.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, I guess, better. Although I still have that thing where, like, Dylan has to take off my Band-Aids sometimes because I will pass clean out. I've gone in, like, and held my foot up and been like, can you please take that?
Is it just the sight of the...
Yeah.
The wound or whatever?
It's the terror that when I open it up, there's going to be a giant weeping hole of necrotizing fasciitis.
Oh, there. Yeah.
And that...
The old NF.
Yeah. And that eventually that's going to be like my limb rotting off. And,
right, yeah.
And then they're not going to be able to save me, and I'm going to get whole body sepsis
mm-hmm.
and die.
Right.
and that even when they amputate the part that has the sepsis, that also will get infected, and they will just chop me up into small pieces, and then
it'll jump. It'll jump just past the incision site right before they.
Yeah, you got the leaping fasciitis.
Yeah, the leaping fasciitis.
So yeah, the leaping NF.
Yeah.
So yeah, I normally can't look under my, and so like I leave the Band-Aids on longer than I should, which also exposes me to bacteria.
Mm-hmm.
So just in generally very bad. It's very bad.
Yeah.
So mostly Dylan has to take my Band-Aids off for me. And sometimes I gray out.
I think I've done that a few times.
It's not very fun.
No. I'm trying to remember if I can specifically remember a time. Nope, I can't specifically remember anything.
Oh, I can remember some from, like, last year.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm a big grayer.
Yeah, I realized during that when I looked up and to the right to try and remember something,
mm-hmm.
I realized about 4 seconds into it that I was just staring at the ceiling tiles.
Oh.
I wasn't actually doing anything in my brain.
Now, if you look down and to the left, will it actually impede your ability to remember something?
I don't remember the specific directions.
But all I'm saying is like,
if you do the other one.
Yeah.
See, I just did it. I think it's not so much if you consciously do that it will impede it. I think it's just
an
unconscious rest position that your eyes go to when you're either lying or trying to remember something or something like that. I do remember that it was a very specific thing in Heath Ledger's performance of the Joker that I noticed that was really, I thought was really cool. It was because he tells the different stories about how he got his facial scars.
Mm-hmm.
And in the two of them, he looks one direction.
Mm-hmm.
And then in one of them, he looks in a different direction.
And that's the one that's true?
Right.
Huh, well, good for him.
Yeah. It was a nice little subtle thing.
That's nice. Didn't keep him alive, though.
No.
No, but that's a shame, actually.
Yeah. Drugs are bad.
Drugs are bad. Drugs are bad. Okay.
Yep. But they work really well. That's the problem.
I guess so.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't take drugs because I'm afraid of them. So I'm afraid of the dentist, for example, and yet cannot take any sort of drug that will help me to not be afraid of the dentist because I'm afraid that I will choke on my own vomit and get brain damage and then be a vegetable.
Well, the good news is if you are at the dentist, they will keep you from choking on your own vomit.
They say that, except for the people in the news that still have that happen.
Right. I think that may be a selection bias at work.
No, it happens all the time. All the time, every day.
That was textbook right there.
No.
You've heard 4 stories.
And I've translated that into
You've translated into time. Every single person that goes to the dentist chokes on their own vomit, which I don't disagree with, but...
But still.
It is that's textbook selection bias right there.
Well, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still not... I still think it's going to happen to me.
There you go.
That's why I don't fly.
By the way, it also works with racism, selection bias. It's also a contributing factor.
Oh.
If you go into a situation assuming the worst of a certain type of person, and then you see one member of that group exhibiting some form of behavior that you find negative, then it reinforces your bias.
So if I were to say, like, all black people are hostile, and then the next black person I see, I punch them in the face, and then they're hostile to me then.
Exactly.
Because I've expected them to be hostile.
Right.
Then I'm going to be like, see?
See?
I was right.
See what happened? See what that guy just did after I hit him?
Now, prove that's actually true, mm-hmm. because I think one of the very first African-American people that I ever saw was my cousin Julie, who is exactly 1 year older than me. I think she's like a year and 4 days older. And so actually we're really close, and she's my, maybe my favorite cousin. But when I was four, she was much taller than I was, and she seemed to be glaring at me when I met her, and so I socked her in the kisser. And then she and then she wasn't nice to me for a while.
Yeah.
And since she was the only African-American person I knew, you know, I don't think I actually knew there was any difference at that point, so I just thought she was mean for a while. But then we were friends, and it was okay. As soon as we found something to play about, then it was okay. But
there you go.
But it was not because of her skin color. It was because of her height. I distinctly remember it. It was like she was looking down at me and, like, I don't know why, but I hit her and ran away. Hmm. I'm sorry, Julie. I love you.
So maybe it was just a selection bias against tall people.
Against tall cousins, perhaps.
Tall cousins, yeah.
Yeah.
All my tall cousins are jerks.
See? See how that one acted when I hit her in the face?
Yeah.
She was an asshole. Yeah.
That's right. That's
and
how it
I believe
works.
That's the only person I've ever actually hit.
Yeah.
Yes. How many people have you hit?
That's what I was just thinking. I don't think any.
You've never hit a person?
I don't think so, no.
Even in jest?
Well, in jest, yeah.
But I mean, never like an anger.
A sock on the upper arm,
yeah,
on the
sure.
shoulder, something sure. like that. No, that's not true. That's not true.
Whoa, whoa.
I just remembered one time when I punched someone in furious anger.
Why? Wow.
This is another drug story, oddly enough.
Weirdly.
This is a hallucinogen story.
Okay.
I had this friend named Tim. He's an excellent artist and DJ in Atlanta. He was my roommate for a couple of years. And so we were one night on hallucinogenic drugs, specifically lysodisergic acid. And we were just kind of wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
We were just playing around. But there's something that occasionally happens when you are... when you're tripping, where what's happening right now needs to stop right now. And so I was done wrestling. I did not want to wrestle anymore. It suddenly became very unpleasant. I wanted it to stop immediately. And I expressed as much to him. I said, stop. You need to stop. Please stop. And he was in I'm playing and having fun mode still. And so he thought I was just... And I could not, and I couldn't make him, like, stop. And he was standing over me, and like he like I can't. I think he was standing on one of my arms, and he was kind of kicking me with his other foot and laughing. And I said, "If you don't stop in like 5 seconds, I'm going to punch you as hard as I can in the nuts."
Oh.
And he wouldn't stop, and I said, I'm not fucking kidding around. I'm going to punch you in the nuts. And he didn't stop for a few more seconds, and I said, okay, I warned you. And I just hauled off and hit him as hard as I could from the ground straight up into his crotch. And he went down. And he was like, what the fuck? And I was like, I told you 4 times. It was going to happen. You had the power to stop it, and you did not. That's the only time I can remember. I was furious.
Wow.
And it just, I don't know if you've ever done any hallucinogens, but emotions have a way of compounding on themselves.
Mm-hmm.
If you're really happy, you get intensely happy, and vice versa. And that's what a bad trip is. When you start going negative, it just folds in on itself over and over and over and over, and everything gets shitty.
Yeah.
So that's what was happening. I could identify that's what was happening.
Doesn't matter though.
But I couldn't stop it. But yeah. I could explain to him, this is happening now, and you need to help me stop it from happening
before I punch you in the sack.
Yeah. Yeah. Right in the old dice pouch.
I've never heard of a dice pouch before.
I saw that on somebody's Facebook posted it.
That's great.
So, yeah. So that's what happened. But that's the only time I can remember that I actually, in anger, punched somebody.
Give him a punch in the dice pouch.
Yep.
That's great. We have to keep that.
Yep.
Punch him in the dice pouch! All right.
But yeah, other than that, yeah, I'm not one that's quick to resort to that sort of thing.
No, I've had very few experiences in which I actually hit someone and they were all weird and dumb, and mostly when I was quite young.
I've felt the urge a couple of times, you know.
Yeah, sure.
You just get all tensed up and you're just like, it would feel really good to release this into this guy's cheek. But
yeah.
I don't act on it for the most part.
I feel like that a lot when I see the sad dog posts about people being mean to them. I wish that I could go kill them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm never going to. I know that about myself, but still. Mostly, I think lots of us have violent fantasies, but most of us don't actually act on
them. Oh, sure.
I mean, absolutely. I don't think it's like it. You know, sometimes people go, God, what's wrong with you? Fuck you. You do that, too.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, everybody does, I think. Don't they? Don't you, Frank, Steve, Terry? Don't you guys think enraged things sometimes and think I would like to...
Sure.
...put a clothing iron on that person's cheek?
Yeah. Or if there is somebody who has never had a thought like that, they're probably the most boring person you'd ever want to meet.
Yeah, I wouldn't think they were like the best person.
That has no inner life at all.
No. Because even, you know, Mother Teresa talked about how she had those horrible thoughts, and she actually adopted this practice where she would get up in the morning and open a box and deposit all of the really ugly things that she thought, because she was surrounded by poverty and abuse and all these things, and you know she had to have been angry with someone. And so she actually, in this book that she wrote, she talked about, like, yeah, I have really horrible thoughts, and I just put them in there, and then I've thought them for the day, and I've got them out of my system, and I know that that's where they go, and they're not supposed to be released into the world, and I'm not supposed to act on them. I just, but it, you know, I honor that I think them, because you're supposed to honor those things in yourself and realize that you have a reason for feeling that kind of rage, and it's probably okay. You're just not supposed to actually do the thing.
Right.
I'm not allowed to do that.
Well, and it goes back to what we were saying about sportsing being cathartic for people. It's you know, you can focus that on the other team and say, go my team, go my squadron.
Go,
the other squadron is the evil squadron.
The evil squad. Yeah, that I see. That's good. I can see that being a, and I think that's where sometimes being in lines of work in which that line is blurred, you know, like being a soldier or being a police officer, that sometimes the line about where you're not supposed to go, and maybe war even more than police work, because war is supposed to. I mean, police work is supposed to be enforcing and maintaining the peace, as opposed to war, which is about just aggression, and that you might end up, you know, perpetrating melee or something like that because you are suddenly on the wrong side of, like, not supposed to do that behavior. And since we all have the urges, and having a nice outlet for it where you can actually see someone, you know, bearing the wounds, you know.
Right.
Like, you can actually stomp someone like Beetle Bailey, and they will crumple up on the sidewalk.
Right. Into a fine paste.
Into a fine paste. I think sometimes that I would like to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it's wrong. And also that I'm weak physically and not good at hitting people.
Right. You'd probably do more damage to yourself.
Oh, yeah, easily.
Yeah. Most fights end up with mostly broken hands more than anything else.
I'll buy that. Yeah. That seems like it.
Mm-hmm.
And even, I mean, like, there's times... I do have, like, a lot of rage. You may know that about me. And so there's times where people, like, if somebody's deliberately mean to me or rude, or they're, you know, they, you can see them believing that they have the upper hand, and then you can see them misuse the upper hand to take advantage of someone, then I'm right there and I will totally, like, humiliate you and make you feel terrible. And that also makes me feel better. But a lot of times I'll think about it for too long, and then I... Okay, so there's this guy that comes to theater a lot, and he's quite tall and very wide and also just kind of a doofus.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just, and he also has a gross history that I won't go into because then everyone will know who I'm talking about. But a fairly gross and reprehensible history in his personal life. And he just has this kind of look of bovine complacency mm-hmm. on his face a lot. And he's in the position where his opinion actually means something in the theater community. And it shouldn't, because he's also a really, really horrible actor. And he has this habit of... we have very small houses. The theaters that I'm most associated with have very small houses. Mm-hmm. And so if you sit in the front row and you are over 6 feet tall and over 300 pounds, like 5 or 7 people behind you cannot see
right.
half the stage.
Right.
So if there's action on the floor or in a chair or something like that, this big, big oaf of a person is literally obscuring the action and somehow just is completely unaware that he's doing this and always sits in the front row. And so he happened to be sitting in front of me at some show, and I totally was just like, God damn you to hell. Why are you... And so the whole first... Because I couldn't see anything, so there's right. no point in fucking trying to watch the show, so mostly I was right. just glaring at him and thinking, oh, you motherfucker. Wait till we get out of here. And so I went at intermission, and I was just spoiling for this big, stupid dumbass, and I was going to tell him... Finally, like, I've been to 5 shows where you sit in the fucking front row. Do you not know how goddamn big you are? Do you not know physics? Can you not see what's happening behind you? Or do you just not care? Are you right. just too stupid to care? I mean, what's the fucking problem with you? And so then I saw him, and I was so angry, and I came out of there, you know, when, like, anger just festers for a really long time, and I was really just going to go rip him a new one in his big, fat ass. And then, like, as I turned the corner, really, like, turned the corner gunning for him, like, he gave me his big, stupid bovine smile and said, hey, and I was just like, I was all, you, hey, hey. And I just instantly felt bad and felt badly for him and realized that he would give me that completely blindsided deer in the headlights look if I were to have... unloaded on him, and he wasn't really being deliberately mean. He was just being big and stupid and inconsiderate, mm-hmm. and so I didn't say anything, and that happens mostly.
Yeah.
Unless you're really being a fucking cock hat, mostly I feel badly and think, God, oh, hey. So that's how it was.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay. Hey.
Okay.
All right, well, this has been pointless, so see you later, Frank. My yeah. hair looks nice, though. Pretty happy with it.
So, yeah, we're done.
Yeah.
And thanks for listening again. What would not be pointless is for you to go over to iTunes, give us a rating and a review on there if you like the show. Even if you don't, what's it going to hurt? Throw a rating up there. Be a nice fucking guy.
Or I'll be all, God, oh, hey.
Yeah, if you don't leave a review, Beth will fume about it and then greet you pleasantly when she sees you.
So let that be a lesson yeah, to you.
That'll show you. We'd also like to thank Eliza Rickman for the use of her song Pretty Little Head off her album OU Sinners as the theme to our show. Go check her out on Bandcamp and buy some of her music. And... if you like the show, tell a friend. If you don't, tell your enemies. Until next time, remember to use your outside voices.
Bye, Frank.